The recipients of this year's Mayor's Civic Awards were celebrated with a ceremony at last night's City Council meeting. The City of Kingston's Civic Awards recognize volunteers who go above and beyond to strengthen their communities in areas including culture, heritage, recreation, sports, health, education, environment, safety, and business. Seven individuals received awards in three categories.
This is always a moment of the year that I very much look forward to, and certainly want to thank my colleagues, Councillor Stephen and Councillor Rasson, the hard work of being able to select the 2026 Civic Award winners in Kingston.
Three individuals received the Mayor's Award for Youth Volunteerism. This award, open to ages 24 and under, recognizes youth who have demonstrated values of community service and inspired others through their volunteerism. High school student Gabriel Bergeron received the award for creating the Student Laptop Access Program, SLAP, to help fellow secondary students across Kingston access the technology they need to learn.
In Gabriel's grade 11 year, as part of his school's computer science specialist program, he recognized a serious problem. Many students didn't have easy access to important technology. This inspired him to create the Student Laptop Access Program, or SLAP, a volunteer initiative aimed at helping secondary students in Kingston and nearby areas get the technology they need to learn.
Since launching the program, Gabriel has raised nearly $60,000 and distributed almost 200 laptops to students who need them most. His initiative has expanded access to technology for local students and will continue to create opportunities for learning for years to come. Queen student Zain Al-Abidine Hamad was recognized for founding Little St. Nick's Foundation Queens and STEM Buddies, through which he has mobilized hundreds of volunteers to support pediatric patients, expand mentorship opportunities, and empower young people through accessible education and research initiatives.
Zain is inspiring youth-led action through service, mentorship, and community leadership. By creating meaningful opportunities for youth to learn, lead, and serve, Zain is helping shape the next generation of community leaders.
And Queen student Lucas Perry was recognized for founding Youths for Hospice, a not-for-profit organization he continues to lead while studying at university. Youths for Hospice supports community connection and stewardship in palliative and long-term care settings.
Helping others has always been central to Lucas's values. Inspired by the caregiving of one of his family members, he developed a strong interest in palliative care. While volunteering alongside patients, families, and interdisciplinary care teams, Lucas recognized a gap in how palliative care is discussed and understood. In response, he and his brother published Someone I Love is Dying in Hospice, What Should I Expect? A resource now used at Emily's House at SickKids and 16 hospices across Ontario. The book has since been translated into French, with a Spanish edition in the works, a reflection of Lucas's deep commitment to health literacy and equity, and his belief that every young caregiver deserves to understand and navigate end-of-life care in the language most familiar to them.
The first Capital Honorable Achievement Award, which celebrates volunteers who have made a difference in the community through their volunteer work, went to three individuals. Rumit Sohal was recognized for his contributions to a wide range of community organizations since moving to Kingston as an international student, including the Kingston Police Community Volunteers, the Canadian Colour Kingston Foundation, the City of Kingston's Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Committee, and the Council Resourcing Working Group.
Inspired by the words of the poet Rumi, "When you do things from your soul, you feel a river moving in you, a joy." Rumit has embraced service as a way to contribute to the community he has called home since arriving in Kingston as an international student. Since then, he has demonstrated a strong commitment to community involvement through volunteerism, mentorship, and public service initiatives.
Sean Quigley was recognized for his role in supporting youth in the community, leading both the Youth Services Committee and as Executive Director of Youth Diversion.
Sean has supported thousands of children, youth, and families by developing and delivering programs focused on mentorship, justice diversion, leadership development, and professional skill building. Beyond his role as Executive Director of Youth Diversion, Sean's commitment to service is evident in his active community involvement, from the Mad Hatter Curling Bonspiel and annual Lobster Fest to the Rotary Club of Kingston. He brings energy and compassion to every initiative. His leadership has created meaningful opportunities for young people while helping to build a stronger, more caring community.
Alicia Gordon, a partner at Gordon's Real Estate Brokerage Under One Roof and the founder of Maxsold, was commended for nearly five decades of philanthropic work.
She is a dedicated volunteer and community leader who has helped raise millions of dollars for hospitals, schools, and programs supporting seniors. As past president and director of fundraising for the Rotary Club of Kingston, Alicia has consistently worked to create positive change, strengthening local initiatives while supporting international humanitarian projects. Alicia's generosity, leadership, and passion for philanthropy have made a lasting difference in the lives of countless people, both in Kingston and beyond.
Marion Westenberg received the first Capital Distinguished Citizen Award, honoring more than six decades of contributions to various organizations, including Kingston General Hospital, the Agnes Etherington Arts Center, Domino Theater, the Great Lakes Museum, and Kingston Symphony. This is the highest civic honor in Kingston and recognizes a person who has spent their life doing volunteer work and who has made a significant impact on our community.
This year's award winner is Marion Westenberg. For more than 60 years, Marion has dedicated herself to the Kingston community through volunteer service. Her contributions have touched many organizations. At the Agnes Etherington Arts Center, Marion helped bring arts programming and special events to this community, and her involvement with the Kingston Symphony has spanned more than six decades, including service as president. She remains an active volunteer, continuing to share her passion for music, culture, and community. From healthcare to heritage and the arts, Marion's volunteerism has enriched countless lives and strengthened the fabric of our community.